staff is reducing the decoded patterns to a computer disk compatible with Earth space vehicles.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 135 and it's the Space Disco edition. Boo-boo, boo-boo, boo-boo.
That guy's got the brains of a can opener.
Radio Clash!
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. That was Space with, of course, Magic Fly, the ubiquitous Space Disco classic. And this is the Space Disco Disco Star Galactica show. This is part one of the show because, hey, I tried to do this, record this once before, and it all went just a bit too pear-shaped and was too long. So I split it into two parts. And this is the first. This is the bit before they all cash in, which probably leads me on to the songs I'll be playing in a minute. But suppose what is Space Disco? Well, Space Disco was around 1977, so it kind of leads on from where I was my Acid House show, which was, of course, 87, so 77. I seem to be leaping back in 10-year increments. What Space Disco was not only does it seem to be made by people who listen to far too many Tangerine Dream and Vangelis Records and Kraftwerk as well, but it also was a bastard child of Eurodisco, otherwise known as Italo Disco, and High Energy Disco, and it was all about space and all kind of different robots and various themes around that, and usually wearing a lot of embarrassing silver metallic boots and dresses and silly wigs and also car crash helmets to make it make the future, make the discotheques into the sort of cantina band of the future. So that leads me on to the next track, which is of course Miko's version of Star Wars by John Williams, and also a bit of the cantina band in there. So I will see you soon.
regarded this earth with envious eyes. And slowly, and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Was the excellent the Cassini on Carillon. It's Love, Love, Love. That's Stu Phillips. That's from the Battlestar Galactica film. If you remember that sequence, which I do actually, that whole Battlestar Galactica cheesy disco thing, which they thought was so futuristic, but actually dated it very, very quickly, was probably my introduction to this kind of music. And so it's kind of forever kind of stained my consciousness. So it's probably hence this show. I remember that's the Battlestar Galactica where they're being eaten by those horrible insect type things, with a sort of a lift which keeps taking people downstairs and eating them. And that's apparently the android sisters are singing that. I remember there's three of them. I couldn't remember if it was just three heads or there were just three of them, but I remember that sort of whole sequence. And then before that, and he also did the music for Buck Rogers as well, but more of that later. Before that was The Crunch by Raw Band, who probably people think of more like Stroke Lamb, Stroke Alison Goldfrapp's career, that kind of thing. But certainly it's 1977, so it actually predates, I think, pretty much all of these songs. But there is that whole vibe to it, especially with that sort of cantina band style, crazy synthesizer, which gives it a sort of very much a space disco feel. Then before that, more Stu Phillips, Outer Space Disco. That's just a total, if I use a big word, epitome of the whole space disco, Italo disco, Euro disco genre of the time. It apparently, according to Wikipedia, it sort of pretty much died a death by about 79, although there's already a disco backlash by about 1980 in the US and elsewhere. The UK continued with sort of disco jazz funk, so... some of the tunes I'm playing goes into more in the next show and in a little while. Probably go more into the electro world, but that it kind of continued into electro. I mean, it came from a mixture of, let's see, prog, krautrock, sort of avant-garde electronics, some sort of cheesy pop music and Eurovision. especially ABBA. And then it sort of went off into sort of the electro, and then also later on Detroit and those things. It's kind of like it's the sort of funny uncle of electronic music, things like space disco. As people don't really like to talk about it, and just kind of just sort of lop it off the family tree, but it's quite important in its way. So then before that was Disco Trek. Yes, that's a cheesy relative, with Universal Wrist Robot Band, who will be more of them in the next show. And they invented the term, I think they invented the term space disco. They released a track called Space Disco in, I think it's 78 or 77. And that's Disco Trek. You can see there's a real cash-in going in there. Of course, it's the Star Trek theme, Disco-fied. And before that, they must have been working on it beforehand. Certainly, I'm sure Jeff Wayne knew about these kind of music, because that's War of the Worlds. From War of the Worlds, that's Eve of the War. I tried to find the original. There was a disco version, and I know the disco version. I just couldn't bloody find it, so I had to play the original, which is still fairly disco. It's just the version that I think it was Ben LeBrand remixed in the 80s is a real kind of, like, it's got the proper kind of drum machine beat, and it's very, very, very disco, quite electronic, whereas that's kind of still sort of disco feel, but there's still kind of live drums in it. And the same goes for Miko doing Star Wars, John Williams, which is still kind of like, it's a crossover point. You've got the sort of orchestra, but it's doing space themes, and synthesizers starting to come in, but then it's still retaining the live drums, and it's still kind of got the nominal disco feel. So we're going to go more into the area where most of that was thrown away. And this is a little bit later on. So some of this probably doesn't count as a space disco, because although I think it does, actually, because the Space Invaders machine was launched in 1978. So what happened with that then, another space theme thing you could actually then use. There was just a whole glut of space related things. I mean, I've got a great Ronco compilation called Chart Invader with loads of cheesy space invaders, but not too close, because they don't get sued by Namco. Little things, and you know, going little aliens going down the cover, and all very tenuously space themed tracks, including one I'll be playing later, which is a very good track. There's some really good tracks on there, but there's also things like Christopher and things like I'm not playing, but Dancing Out of Space by Atmosphere, which is actually very good. But again, I think the lineage, if you look at who was in Atmosphere, is more prog. It's prog decided to go a bit dancey, and doesn't really have that proper 4/4 beat. Not really into, doesn't really work in the mix. But there's sort of some really good tracks on there, and there was lots of these cash-ins going on. And of course, eventually you had a spoof or two or five. I've played Pac-Man, which is a spoof of Taxman on the show before, so I won't be playing it in this mix. By what's his face? I've forgotten his name. Weird Al. But this is another one in similar vein. It's the Baron Knights. The UK, yeah, you're thinking, who? The Baron Knights, how can I describe them? They're a bit like the Heebie-Jeebies, a bit like the Wurzels. They were a UK sort of comedy band. You can't see that I'm doing the little rabbit ears on comedy, but it's not, in this case, it is true. In this track, they are funny. Not sure they're always were, but they're pretty good. But what has amazed me is that yesterday I was trying to find this track desperately, and I've been trying to find it for years, because this goes out to Kirk, because he put it on one, put up a cut up of it. So I only heard like 5 seconds of it in one of his compilations about the coffee bar in Godalming that he used to go to and play Space Invaders. So it was a little cut up, and it used this track, and I've always wanted to hear it. So I've been trying to find it for years and years and years, and then I go to iTunes, and they're on the bloody iTunes, aren't they? So of course I downloaded it from iTunes. After all that, years and years of searching, I just get it from iTunes. So this is Space Invaders by the Baron Knights. Oh, my God.
was a young bowman who worked up the plan. He isn't there now. Black Space Invaders all day. Ay, 10 monsters away. Black Space Invaders all day. It cost him 10p, you go. Black Space Invaders all day. Ay, on the way. Black Space Invaders all day. Yeah. 10p's in a bucket he kept in his flat. Flat and some in his hat. Black Space Invaders all day. Ay, 10 monsters away. Black Space Invaders all day. He worked in the bar for free. Black Space Invaders all day. Ay, shooting away. Black Space Invaders all day. Yeah. His girly mate dressed up like Dan Dan. And moon in her hair. Black Space Invaders all day. Ay, 10 monsters away. Black Space Invaders all day. But she didn't want to play. No good cause he made her own bay. She had to pay. Black Space Invaders all day. 27 free goes he had on a trot. What? What? And that is a lot. Black Space Invaders all day. Ten monsters away. Black Space Invaders all day. He's definitely on the way. Black Space Invaders all day. He'll take him away. Black Space Invaders all day. A customer said, I'll have a small, and a sugar-free. Black Space Invaders all day, ten monsters away. Black Space Invaders all day. He even plays Christmas Day. Black Space Invaders all day, bombing away. Black Space Invaders all day. The machine went wrong and shot off his foot. Covered in soot. Black Space Invaders all day, he's in a bad way. Black Space Invaders all day. The game over sign flash on. No more invaders today. What could he say? No more invaders today.
Insert coins to play. He's
going to the big in the sky. Back in my seat. Cause he was a bit of a clown.
We'll be right back. Hiding behind fortresses, just waiting for the moment to attack. steady, bobbing rhythm, getting faster, always faster. We keep coming, just keep coming, just keep coming, just keep coming.
Back off, you weirdo! I'm trying to concentrate.
Appropriate ending to the Space Invaders mix. That's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy theme, Journey with the Sorcerer, obviously originally by the Eagles, or one of the Eagles, and that's my Very Strange, that's from my 7-inch, which was released to tie in with the TV series, and is actually before the TV series, so it's, I think that's the version of the radio show. I think they re-recorded it for the TV series. Then before that was Conceptual, with the Space Invaders. That's from WFMU, a very strange record. Obviously another tie-in to the whole Space Invaders theme. Then before that was a modern tune. I threw in a few sort of modern tunes in there that obviously directly referenced these kind of electro space disco tunes. That was Smith and Hack with Space Warrior. That's either from I can't remember which. Is it from, I think it's either from this year or last year. That's certain. I think I got that through Palm Out Sounds. Then before that was Player One, Space Invaders. That's from the time. That's I think 79, I think I don't know if it's a little bit later, but yeah, I think it's that's one of the original space disco tracks. Then before that was Pac Jam by Johns and Crew. That's 1983, so that's later. But I thought I'd throw in just to say that other arcade games do exist. Yes, other arcade games can be purchased, can be played. In that sort of usual BBC disclaimer, that's a classic electro tune, and there aren't many electro tunes that are referenced computer games, although they said Pac Jam. I have seen copies of it that directly reference Pac-Man. I don't think it's not accidental, that one. Then before that was a computer game, a theme from Invaders by Yellow Magic Orchestra, which is again that's from the chart Invaders record, although that not that version because it would be hella crackly, and very, very weedy and not actually have any bass as per any Ronco release. But of course, that's Araishi Sakamoto, and he was very much inspired by Kraftwerk, and is a lot of people says it is the Japanese Kraftwerk, and he was. Those two tend to get lumped together, though I've heard the second half, which is the musical half, being referred to as Tong Pu, so I can never remember if that's actually right or wrong, because I remember I getting a CD from the library and it was actually labelled Tong Pu, and I'm like, wow, that's confusing, because I thought it was all from the theme Invaders, but I don't know whether that's the start of it. But my get out of jail free is that on the Chart Invaders it puts all of that on there, so although obviously it fades it out after about 3 minutes because there's about 15 million tracks on there. And then before that was Bass Invader by Hexstatic. That's from, I think it's from 2001. And of course, they are the cold cut bothering video editing, mashing up. I think it's a duo, yeah. Had to include that, even though they released a compilation. I Pick a Mix, I think it was called, and I've played tracks off that on the show, and that was all full of space disco, atmosphere, Hot Butter Spacewalk, all that sort of stuff, or sort of funky space inspired disco, not necessarily totally electronic stuff, but yeah, definitely of that ilk. So yes, I think they love that, and of course they sort of keying into the classic sort of retro arcade sounds. And then before that was Sparrow Knights with Space Invaders. I hope you enjoyed the show. This is this is part one. Oh yes, this will be continued. Yes, we will find out who its father is, and find out who will save the galaxy in the next show. But before we go, I have to say this is Radio Clash, and you can find out more at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And those of you who've heard the new Digital Debris, with the new podcast, totally not related to Radio Clash because it doesn't play any mashups. I'd love to have some feedback on what you think. It's been positive so far. Thank you, Pete, DJ Knight, Chris Knight, and who else? Robin from Celebrity Murder Party, who've have given feedback. And apologies if I've, I think also maybe easier. Apologies if I've gotten you, but yes. It's pilot, so things will possibly change in the proper version. So it's kind of like why I want feedback, why I'm putting it out there, so people can tell me what works and what doesn't work, and then I can ignore them and just do it anyway. it's been a bit of a weird weekend because John's been away in Stuttgart. I couldn't afford to go there because I left it a bit too late, but he didn't let me know until about a month beforehand or something like that, and I forgot to get tickets. So by the time I actually checked what the tickets were, which wasn't the day before, it was several days before, it was £170. And even to go to a cheap one and use EasyJet and go to a cheap airport nearby was really expensive. So I've been missing him terribly, and had to also work got cancelled the last couple of days as well, the end of the week. So I've actually spent four days literally on my own in the house, because I haven't really felt like going out, and I probably should have gone out on Saturday, but I didn't really feel like going on my own because everyone is busy. And hopefully at some point I will get to see Control, because Kirk keeps cancelling because he's working for this company that they have a big presentations which require people to work until 11 o'clock at night every night, and also work the weekends. Scary. So you'll be able to find the sequel to this amazing radio comedy. Well, it's a comedy of radio because it's just not really working as radio, and it doesn't sound anything like a show, very shortly. But I'm going to end on Neon Lights by Kraftwerk, because of course all these people were aping Kraftwerk, especially the electro people, but all the other people, I think they secretly wanted to either be Evangelis, Tangerine Dream, or Kraftwerk.
if they're a bit more arty, they'll probably want to be graphic. And most of them failed, but they failed in interesting ways, so hey. But we have to play one of theirs, and no, it's not Space Lab, and it's not Metropolis, and it's not even Cometa Melody, because I've played that before. No, I have to end on three of my favourite ones, which is from Man Machine, and this is Neon Lights, and it's good to hear this without it being Senor Coconut's version. So I'll speak to you soon.
Goodbye.